You're waking up with the Wolf. The Wolf Wake Up Crew with Greg Thunder, Mandy, and PT.
102.9 The Wolf.
102.9 The Wolf. Thanks for helping with The Wolf this morning. All right, Mandy, you want to introduce not only our Facebook fight, where it's from, but our special guest today.
Okay, well, first, our special guest today is Bradley. It's Take Your Kid to Work Day.
Hi, it's Bradley from Now Then.
We've been practicing. Bradley, tell everybody who your mom is.
Melissa Hicks.
And what does she do here?
She's the ad salesman.
Where do you go to school, Bradley?
Sauk Middle School.
What are you going to grow up and be someday?
Some sort of engineer.
Nice. Very good. You got good grades? You getting A's?
A's and B's, yeah.
Sweet. Sauk Middle School. All right.
What is your mascot?
It's an elk.
An elk, man. Shout out to the Sauk Elks.
Good one, PT.
Okay, today's Facebook fight comes from the You Know You're From Coon Rapids, Minnesota If page. A reminder, the names have been changed to protect the guilty. Greg, it's been a while since you've played a woman, so okay. I'm going to have you be Hannah.
All right, hi.
I'm going to be a male, Jesse. PT, we're going to have you be Abby.
Okay. And
Bradley, you're going to be just an older, more mature version of yourself.
He's going to play a dad, right?
Yeah, he's going to play a dude. Are you guys ready?
I'm ready.
Ring the bell.
Hannah. Just wondering, is there anywhere around here to take your dog to walk inside? We all go to the pet stores. I know Home Depot allows dogs, but is there anywhere else? Way too cold today.
Jesse, there are new state laws that have gone into effect pertaining to animals in stores. Keep in mind, people in these stores have allergic reactions to animals and asthma issues. Doesn't give you any more rights to subject them to health risks.
Abby.
Exactly. My former husband can get a horrible reaction because of asthma from dander of dogs and cats. He has to carry his inhaler everywhere.
Bradley. My son once got an asthma attack because someone brought their dog into a major local grocery store, but the manager was too afraid to kick him out.
I understand this, but perfumes and aftershaves are more likely to induce an asthma attack. Should we send people out of stores with too much of that?
Listen, dogs are not people. Unless they're service dogs, they don't belong in stores, so just go for a walk. Why would anyone bring a dog into a store with breakable things?
Jesse, why would anyone bring a child into the store with breakable things?
Because they're people and they can be contained in a cart and they don't need to smell people and they don't jump on other people they don't know.
And people belong in public stores and dogs do not because they don't have any money to actually purchase anything. You need a comma in there, by the way.
Yeah.
I don't write these things, okay? I just read
PT,
them.
PT, you are out. Bradley's in.
I swear, some people just like to whine about things. How about someone just open an indoor dog park? No need for all the nastiness, but thanks.
Oh, thank you, Coon Rapids. By the way, I've got a little tip for you if you did not know this. And it's not, I guess, that far from Coon Rapids, but Rosedale, you can walk your dog indoors Sunday mornings from 8 to 10. Lots of people there last weekend. But just a little bit of advice. Make sure you bring something to pick up your dog's, let's just say, belongings.
Bathroom?
Yeah.
Hold my bathroom.
PT, you'd be perfect for Rosedale. And maybe some paper towels, too. But it was crazy there last Sunday when it was super cold. There must have, and I'm not making, this is not an exaggeration. I think there were at least 1,500 people and over 2,000, yeah, multiple dogs.
Wow.
Over 1,500 people there last weekend. Both floors, by the way, you can walk them all, 8 to 10, Rosedale.
I'm willing to bet that if there's some kind of Roseville community page, that there's some Facebook fight out there where somebody's actually fighting about that right now. Take a screenshot of it if you see it and send it to us. You can send it to me directly, Mandy at 1029thewolf.com, or send it to us on Facebook, 1029thewolfmn.
How about 12 minutes away from winning some tickets for Stars and Guitars? That is all happening February 27th at Mystic Lake, less than 10 minutes away.
The Wolf Wake Up Crew on 102.9 The Wolf.